Hello, listeners. Jordan here. I just want to let you know that you can listen to Nighttime early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hello, listeners. I have a brief message before we begin the episode. First of all, I'd like to echo my thoughts from my prior episode. With the big day just around the corner, from my family to yours, I'm wishing you a safe and happy holiday. Now, aside from the busy day of family and friends, we're also approaching the end of 2017. I want to thank you all for making this a wonderful year for me as well as for the Nighttime Podcast. To wrap up the year, I'm planning a special episode, and I'd love for you to get involved in it. If anyone out there would like to share a favorite moment from one of my 2017 episodes, or ask a question related to one of the topics I covered this year, or if you simply want to wish other listeners a Happy New Year, I'm going to make it easy for you. Just pause this episode, pull out your phone, and record a voice memo. Then email that voice memo to nighttimepodcast@gmail.com. And be sure to say your name and where you're from in the message. I'll do my best to include it in the show. I hope to hear from you soon. Now let's get to the episode.
You are tuned to the Nighttime Podcast, focused on the fringe of Canada.
Welcome back to Nighttime. In the prior episode, I provided a Where Are They Now type update of Kayla Sunray Reed. Tonight, I'll provide the second part to that episode by catching up with the criminal turned stripper turned hairdressing mogul turned spiritual leader, Elijah Nature Boy Bishop.
Peace, reflection. Shout out to the gods. Yes.
In the interest of full disclosure, Nature Boy wasn't happy about the way I told his story. When I asked why, he simply felt I edited his interview in a way that twisted his words against him, which I flat out deny. But regardless of how he felt about my telling of his story, I still find Nature Boy and the unique path he's taking through life fascinating. And as such, I've stayed up to date with him, and knowing Nature Boy, even as little as I do, I'm not surprised at all that he's had a very hectic few months. In this Where Are They Now type episode, I'll tell you as much as I know about the recent activity in Nature Boy's wild, wild world.
Well, now, I don't believe that.
Hello, Nighttime Podcast listeners. I'm Scott Philbrook.
And I'm Forrest Burgess. And together, we host a podcast of our own called Astonishing Legends.
Honestly, you might have heard of it before because I feel like Jordan has been a longtime listener and good friend, and he must have mentioned us, right?
He was one of our first supporters, although I think he got upset when we went into his backyard with our absurdly long series on Oak Island.
Well, there's plenty of room in the podcasting world for all kinds of shows, and that's why he's letting us talk to you guys, his listeners, right now.
If you enjoy the Nighttime Podcast, we think you'll like Astonishing Legends too. Our show is about a lot of similar topics, but there's two of us, so it's more conversational in nature.
We have a group of researchers that help us go deeper on esoteric subjects than you're likely to hear just about anywhere else.
Well, besides Jordan's show.
In fact, we just finished a super creepy 3-part series on black-eyed kids this past Halloween that featured an interview with Brian Bethel, one of the most infamous eyewitnesses to encounter them in modern times.
And right now, we're in the middle of another series for the holidays on the Yeti, which will include an in-depth discussion with Dr. Daniel C. Taylor, the world's foremost expert on that elusive cryptid, who just completed a 60-year investigation into what it might be.
Our topics run the gamut, but we feel pretty sure that if you enjoy the Nighttime Podcast, you'll enjoy Astonishing Legends, too. We've been around for 3 years now, and we're closing in on 100 episodes and about 150 hours of content. So if it turns out you like us, you can binge away to your heart's content.
So look for us wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Just search for Astonishing Legends on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or even at our own website, astonishinglegends.com.
Let's get back to Jordan.
Since we've last heard from Nature Boy, there have been several bumps on the road to a natural existence he's been walking along with his group in Costa Rica. The first setback occurred shortly after my prior episodes with him. Like many such stories, it seems there are a few sides to this one, but in short,
Nature Boy had a very public breakup with the member of his group that many referred to as his girlfriend or wife. After their breakup, allegations were made against him, and she, along with several other members of the group, left the tribe, seemingly cutting the Aetherians' numbers in half. But of course, it wouldn't be long before some new members filled the vacancies, one of which is the woman now referred to as Nature Boy's wife. But aside from the typical coming and goings of members, the much more significant update I have concerns both a very dramatic arrest and ultimately the forced exodus of Nature Boy and his Aetherians from the sun-soaked jungles of Costa Rica. You may have heard Sunray make reference to this in our prior episode, but Nature Boy and his group ran into significant legal problems. Yes, police and immigration authorities were involved, and yes, he live-streamed the whole thing, providing narration nearly every step of the way. I'll tell you all about it and get you up to speed now by using some short excerpts from the near endless hours of videos he shared.
Damn, I'm beautiful. I love myself. Somebody come and look at this. God damn. Well, I look good, boy.
When viewing Nature Boy's social media presence, everything was going according to plan leading up to his arrest. He was making video updates, sharing his beliefs, and interacting with his followers from around the world. But in mid-October, the trouble would start when Costa Rican law enforcement would conduct a traffic stop on a van being driven by Nature Boy and his Aetherians. As it turns out, in the eyes of law enforcement, and in the words of the American recording artist Chamillionaire,
they see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
Nature Boy didn't stream the traffic stop, but it's obvious that at some point during it, authorities questioned the legality of their stay in Costa Rica and placed Nature Boy and his Aetherians under arrest. The news of this arrest would first break when Nature Boy begins live streaming from inside a large van that he, along with the Aetherians, are seated in. When the video starts, Nature Boy and his Aetherians are alone in the parked van. Just outside the window, a group of Costa Rican police stand outside a large building, likely a prison. Now, you may notice some odd cuts and some volume fluctuations in the clips that I'll use. That's both because I edited roughly 6 hours of video into this roughly 30-minute episode, but it's also because Nature Boy is frequently flipping between the front and rear camera on his phone as he's broadcasting. Turns out that causes some recording quality issues. So I'll cut to the first clip now.
Reflection, listen to me very clearly. I don't got a lot of time. We are right now in an immigration van in Costa Rica, Limon, Costa Rica. You feel what I'm saying? The whole melanation is in here. We was pulled over. They took the van because the van was in Phoenix's name. They took the van, fine. But they trying to take us. We're not going for it. We came here to live as human beings, free. We're human beings. We belong in the sun. I belong in the tropics. I'm a tropical human being. You cannot stop me from being on the earth. What you're basically telling me is you're breaking me from my human rights. It's to be in tune with nature. And I belong to the earth. I don't belong to a corporation. I don't belong to Costa Rica. I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about America. I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about none of that. I belong to the earth. We are human beings. You know what I'm saying? And let it be known. Share this video. Make it go viral right now, because this is about to go crazy right now, because we're not getting off this bus.
That's a fact. Nope.
We're not getting off this bus, Reflection. Nope. We're not getting off. They're going to have to go crazy, and it's going to be all over the news. So I want y'all to make it go viral right now to let you know, bro. I did this for humanity. I wanted us to live pure. I wanted us to live free. We need to stand up for this right now. This has come this moment right now. I'm not getting off this bus, Reflection. They got police all around us. All around the bus, they try to grab me. You feel me? I'm not getting off this bus. We don't have to play this human, what they call farming. We're playing human farming. We don't have to do this. This is what this is about right now. Us being human. This is why I left America. A black man in America cannot have any kind of rights to do anything and be free. We're owned by the bank. And I don't want to be owned by the bank. I came out here to get away from people. They get the van. Okay, that's their van. That van belongs to them. Us, we belong to God. We belong to the universe. We're not a number. We're not a motherfucking identification. I'm not that social security number. I'm a human being. And what this is called right here is human trafficking. And we need to make this shit go viral right now. I'm not getting out this fucking van. I will die for this. I'm letting y'all know I'm going to die tonight for this shit right here. And if anybody is not with me, I don't care. I'm not getting off this bus. I'm not, for human rights. You are a human being. You are 70% water. You belong to the earth. And all we're trying to do here is live in harmony with the earth. Why are they bothering us? They have captured us. They have kidnapped us. And if I'm going to die, I'm going to die for something. I'm going to die for something, man.
After roughly 30 minutes of Nature Boy explaining the injustices of what's happening, an immigration officer boards the bus to ask for cooperation from the group. It turns out the Ethereans don't want to cooperate and refuse to leave the bus.
Everybody bring their cameras out, make sure they record this, yo. Because if we're going to die, we're going to die just like this is going down. Look, they out here. They on paperwork. They want paperwork. Hello. We got an interpreter here.
Immigration officer.
Yes, he's an interpreter right now.
I need to speak with 6 people only.
It doesn't
only
matter.
We are one person. We need to speak only with the next people.
We don't know who people name you talking about. That's part of a corporation.
Okay. Immigration can under arrest 24 hours. If you want go today, you cooperate with me.
We don't want to cooperate with no corporation. No, we're not moving. No. We don't care about being free. We care about being free.
If you don't want help of immigration, you're gonna be under arrest 24 hours.
That's okay. We're willing to be arrested for 24 hours, but listen, we move as one unit. We're not a part of the corporation of anybody. We're not a part of America. We're not a part of any of these corporations. We're not gonna move. You're gonna have to use violence. You're gonna have to use violence to come on here and take us off this bus. We're not leaving. We're a unit. We're not leaving.
Only with the next people. Eligio Bicho.
We don't know who that is. We all together. We are family, familiar. Them names don't mean nothing. That's not our names. Those are the corporation's names. They belong to a bank. We don't belong to a bank. We belong to the earth.
After turning down the immigration officer's request for cooperation, the officer leaves the van, again leaving the Ethereans alone. During this time, Nature Boy continues to motivate his followers, doing the majority of the talking and explaining how this arrest contradicts their beliefs and freedoms. I do find it troubling that he makes several references to his willingness to die during the arrest.
Don't be scared. You can't die. Nobody. See, that's how they get slaves, because they make you fear death. You can't die. We are infinite beings, and as long as we fear death, that's how they get to control us and farm us, because we fear death. You have to know who you are so you know you can't die. You understand what I'm saying? And together we are more powerful than separate. And if anybody breaks, then that's fear. And the only fear is what controls everything in this world, because we fear their guns and their badges and their motherfucking titles, but we're no longer standing for this. And this is what I'm standing for. If I have to, this will be the end, and I will check out right here of this lifetime and wake up in another one, but this is gonna be the end. And I did not dedicate my life to doing this, to get here and to fucking sell out. I will not sell out.
After spending another short period of time alone in the van, the Ethereans are now joined by someone who claims to be a Costa Rican immigration lawyer. He attempts to negotiate with the Ethereans. However, they turn down his offer as well, instead requesting the attention of the world's media.
We want to talk to press.
We only want to talk to
only
the
media. Only media. Tell him. Tell him. We only want to talk to media. Huh?
He said he's a lawyer from the ministry.
You the lawyer?
Yes.
Then come here. Come here. Come. Listen to me. We want to talk to the press. We want to talk to France. We want to talk to the embassy of France. We want to talk to the embassy of Canada. And we want to talk to the NBA of Canada. That's all we ask you for. We need CNN. We want to talk to CNN. We want to talk to CBC. CNN. CNN.
CTV.
Media.
Media. Everybody tag CNN in this video. Tag CNN.
Media.
We need media.
Solo media.
Solo media.
People in Toronto, tag City TV, CTV, CBC, every fucking CP24, every fucking news channel in Toronto. Get them, share this to them right now, send this to them. They will fucking see this.
After the immigration officer leaves the van, the Therians go back to as they were. Nature Boy speaking, the others listening and agreeing. As you'll soon hear, immigration authorities have now lost patience with Nature Boy and the Aetherians' refusal to depart the bus. It's at this point the tribe is forcibly removed, and it was all streamed live from Nature Boy's phone.
You are a human being on this earth and you are free. I am protected by a force that's bigger than them. They can't fuck with God. They can't fuck with the angelic beings that surround this van right now. They can't fuck with us. I want you to know you have to stand up and not be a slave. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, they're gonna come get me right now, bro.
Yo! No!
After the arrests, Nature Boy continued to post video updates from inside a large waiting room in a prison-like setting. In these updates, the Aetherians discuss the many injuries they sustained during that arrest and speak at great length about what they perceive to be poor treatment, racial discrimination, and of course how this entire event contradicts with their deeply held beliefs. In the days after the arrest, Nature Boy and several of the Aetherians would be held in a Costa Rican immigration prison while awaiting deportation back to the United States. During this period, he would be completely silent on his social media accounts. He would break that silence when a message posted to Facebook states the Aetherians have boarded a plane and are ready to take off back to the US. But of course, Costa Rica would still have more trouble in store for them.
They just told us to get off the plane right now. They said we stink, but they had us locked up all this time. We definitely don't stink. We don't eat anything that stinks. We may look like we stink, but we don't eat anything that stinks, man. It's because we're black. I'm just letting you know that right now. Make this go viral, y'all. We don't eat nothing but food, man. We don't.
People smell you can't get them off. That's discrimination.
Oh, they're taking us back to that place, bro. They're taking us back to that place, yo. They're taking us back to the prison. I do not want to go back to the immigration prison. They're going to take us back to the immigration prison. We do not want to go back to the immigration prison. We bought our ticket. Can you tell us why we got off this flight? Why did they tell us to get off the flight?
You can go in this flight because some passengers
You saying the passengers say that we smell? They're gonna try to put us back in the immigration prison. We don't.
So why do we have to?
This is my wife. I don't want to separate from my wife. Okay, she's pregnant right now. I do not want to separate from my wife. She's pregnant right now. I'm free to go. We don't smell though. We don't smell like nothing. We need to speak to a manager. Can we speak to a manager, please, for Spirit Airlines?
As you probably guessed, the manager wasn't able to help, and the Aetherians were resigned to their fate. After getting washed, shaved, and receiving new haircuts, the Aetherians would board the plane the next day and would finally make their forced exodus from Costa Rica and return to Babylon, the Miami area of Babylon. Despite being away from the U.S. since prior to Trump's reign, Nature Boy would easily find a soft place to land by requesting a favor from one of the many connections he maintains via social media. In the next clip, Nature Boy and his followers would broadcast for the first time upon their return to America. It turns out someone who follows him online would offer the floor of their child's bedroom to the Aetherian tribe.
live. I'm online. You're coming to Rome. We got so much to tell you, man. I just want to start this video off by saying we are in Miami right now. Yo, shit, this video is going to go deep. This video is going to be so deep. I got so much to tell y'all. But first things first, I got to thank somebody. Because when we got into Miami, this beautiful angelic beings, these beautiful angelic beings, look what she did. She came, she let us stay in her room. And this is so beautiful, man. She let us stay in the room right here with her. She took her kids' room. She made room for us to come here as far as having shelter so we can come back. And we just want to say a special thanks to Linda. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Appreciate
you,
Linda. For real. She has a beautiful home here, man. Her and her husband opened up their doors to us, and they let us come here. And she has a beautiful son here.
Say hi, Ian.
Hi.
Thank you for letting us hold your room for the night. We appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to go out and get some sunlight, and we're going to come and tell you what's going on and what happened and what was all the details of what happened and what they did to us. Okay? We are safe. We are okay. We're in Miami right now, but we're going to be headed.
At this point, we've reached the present day. The Aetherians are back in the U.S., but appear anxious to return to a more natural life. To make that happen, they are requesting assistance in the way of donations from their many followers. At the time of writing this, they are just under 1 month into a GoFundMe campaign. To date, they've received $635 towards their goal of $20,000. Love them or hate them, Nature Boy, I salute your willingness to blaze such unique trail through life. And with that, I'll conclude this episode of Nighttime. If you're interested in hearing more content, please check out the Nighttime Patron Group, where for $1 a month, you can support the show and access supporter-exclusive bonus content. You can join by visiting patreon.com/nighttimepodcast. For anyone else who'd like to support the show, but is unable to do so financially, you can help by telling your friends about the show and by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts or an equivalent. If any of you listening would like to stay up to date with my activities on or off the show, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I use the handle @NighttimePod. If you have any story ideas or feedback on the show, I'd love to hear from you at nighttimepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep looking around and let me know if you see anything weird.
The Nighttime Podcast is written, hosted, and produced by Jordan Bonaparte. Copyright Jordan Bonaparte.
I'm not going back to the corporate. I'm not going to work for the devil. I'm not going to work for the bank. You hear me? And if that's the only way I'm out of the earth realm is to be beheaded or to be crucified up out of here, and I got to ascend that way, then that's going to have to be. I'm not going back. I'm not working for no. I'm not going back to jail.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.